Becky Trele says that there are about 400 police officers protesting and or on strike in the Western Cape and about 120 in KwaZulu-Natal. And he says some of them are taking advantage of rogue sick notes in order to stay away and engage in some form of protest, but they're doing so with a false sick note because they don't want to be punished for not being at work. Tumelo Mokgodiseng is the Secretary General of the South African Police Union. Tumelo, good afternoon. Is this an officially sanctioned action by the police union?
Good afternoon and afternoon to your listeners. First of all, SAP, we are not aware of any strike action by the members. As an organization, we have not called any strike action by the members. However, we would like also to call upon our members not to embark on an illegal industrial action that will put them into trouble. We understand the frustration of the members, and as SAP responsible union, we are willing to assist those members that are frustrated to taking their matter further, embarking on a legal industrial action in the form of a march or in the form of a picketing, but an action that is within the ambit of the law. We don't want to see a situation whereby our members are misled to embark on an illegal strike.
Tumelo, do you have any idea what particular frustrations have led to the actions in Western Cape and KwaZulu-Natal about which Becky Trele was commenting?
Yes, the frustration is brought in by this Agreement 3, SSSBC Agreement 3 of 2018, where some units were upgraded and their entry level is at the rank of a warrant officer, where you see a situation whereby a constable of 2 years service from the college, if he wants to join the special task force or the NIU, can become a warrant officer. Whereas you are having a situation where you see constable at the CAC waiting for more than 10 years to be promoted, then the members feel that it's very unfair, because it does not mean when you are sitting at a church office, the job you are doing there is not critical in the police. As SAP, we are saying all the units are equal and these promotions must not discriminate. The detectives, I mean, the detectives, prisons are full because of the statements that were taken by the detectives, including the very same members that are sitting at the church office that are now being overlooked by the very same agreement, which we did not know how did management sign that thing with Pop Crew. It cannot happen. Okay. That agreement have upset the members, and we want to call upon all the members that are affiliated with this union that has sold them out that they must relook into this membership, because you cannot have a worker representative now selling the members. As SAP, we are a worker control union. We did not sign that agreement because we knew it will never stand the test of time. It's unfair. You can't have some members sitting in a rank for more than 20. There are warrant officers who are sitting in a rank for more than 20 years. They are not being promoted. Then newly members from college get the position to be promoted. There's nothing wrong about our members being promoted. We don't have a problem. But the problem comes when these promotions now are discriminatory in nature, whereas okay. Some other members are being overlooked.
Okay, you understand their frustration, but you don't support their action. It is,
no,
if you like, a wildcat action.
We don't support any illegal action, but we are here for the members. They must come and consult SAPU so that we can see a way forward to embark on a legal industrial action that they will be protected. They must not be misled by individuals who take opportunities of this crisis and wants to form some other unions that the members won't be protected because they don't have organizational rights or protected under them.
Tumelo, thank you very much for talking to us this afternoon, explaining that. Tumelo Mokgodiseng, the Secretary General of the South African Police Union.